A jobs bill emerges in time for this morning's news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The February unemployment rate comes out in a couple of hours, and it's expected to be more grim news. So it was timely that the House passed its $15 billion jobs bill yesterday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports Congress wants to show it's doing something to put Americans to work.
The House bill is a scaled-down version of a measure the Senate passed last week. Democratic leaders in the Senate had hoped the House would pass the Senate bill as is, so it could be sent to President Obama before today's numbers came out. But the Senate isn't expected to consider the revised bill until next week. Still, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs is trying to convey a sense of urgency. He says this is just the beginning of Democrats' efforts to bring down the unemployment rate.
The president is not going to be satisfied that we've taken all the steps or made all the progress that's necessary to get our economy moving again and to begin to put the 8.4 to 8.5 million that have lost their job since this recession began in 2007 back to work.
Democrats are hoping to pass at least four more jobs bills in the next few weeks. Those bills would extend unemployment benefits, increase lending to small businesses, and give states aid so they don't have to lay off public employees like teachers and police officers. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Ahead of this morning's unemployment report, world markets are sanguine. European shares are up 0.5% this morning. Japan's Nikkei index jumped more than 2%. A Japanese media report suggested the Bank of Japan might ease monetary policies to keep money flowing through the economy. Asian markets in general rose 1% today. The Greek prime minister will be in Berlin today asking European leaders for help with his country's debt crisis. While back home, striking Greek workers are protesting painful cuts by shutting down hospitals and schools. The good news here is Greece is a small, faraway country whose debt problems have nothing to do with us, right? Not so, says Washington Post staff writer Neil Irwin. He writes this morning about how Greeks' troubles could spread.
If the crisis in Greece makes investors in bonds of other countries, maybe even eventually including the United States, say, I don't want to take the risk that that this government won't be able to pay me back, and that could lead interest rates to rise around the world, and higher long-term interest rates could really slow this recovery that we have going in the United States and most of the world.
But isn't U.S. debt in a whole different category? If anything, the world financial crisis sent people running to U.S. treasuries because we're relatively safe.
That's exactly right. But the trends don't look good. And a few years down the road, if we don't get some path to fiscal sustainability, you can imagine our lenders essentially saying, I don't like what you're doing. It's not that this is a likely outcome that investors would lose faith in the U.S. government and that rates would rise dramatically. But it's one of those risks out there that you want to be aware of and keep an eye on.
What is the worst case scenario?
Well, if you think about it, credit is one of the drivers of the economy. If rates were to rise by a couple of percentage points or even more, that's something that would flow through to everybody wants to buy a mortgage, every business that wants to borrow money to expand. And that's the kind of thing that could really stop this recovery in its tracks.
Neil Irwin, Washington Post staff writer, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
At the Academy Awards on Sunday, the movie Avatar will be up for 9 Oscars, including Best Picture. Some of the credit for that film's success goes to India. Raymond Thibodeau reports from New Delhi, the Avatar connection is another sign that India is outgrowing its image as the call center for the world's IT industry.
The BioLab. We're going to spend a lot of time up here.
In this scene from the movie Avatar, the main character Jake Sully enters the lab where the avatars are made. And much of that lab is computer-generated by a company with deeper roots in Bollywood than Hollywood.
We did almost 200 visual effects shots, which included all the lab sequences.
Namit Malhotra is founder and CEO of Prime Focus, the India-based company that also created much of the movie's command center and helicopters.
Being one of the front runners from India, obviously it's a feeling of pride for us. India is ready for the big game.
having an on-screen role in such a big movie confirms that Hollywood isn't just outsourcing the drudge work of the visual effects trade to Indian companies. Sam Mittal is president of India's biggest IT and outsourcing industry association. He says the world woke up to India's IT and software industry in 1999, then stressed Western companies used Indian technicians to address glitches they feared would arise in computer systems as the new century dawned.
Well, you know, when you go back to Y2K, I think it gave visibility of what can be done. It was really about how you can do certain things in a compressed time and meet a deadline.
Mittal says since then, Indian software technicians have matured. Animators have come of age and are better able to compete in global cutting-edge markets.
If you look at what's happening in animation here, it's about confluence of technology and creativity. So I think that's the change in every sphere that we are seeing in the IT sector.
The animation and visual effects industry is a tiny part of India's IT sector, but it's one of the fastest growing, and it's aiming for even bigger Hollywood roles. The U.S. movie Clash of the Titans is being converted to 3D. The Indian company Prime Focus is doing the conversion. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And finally, you're a busy person, so here's all the week's business news in a minute. The leader of Greece wants to cease the increase of the debt that he's in, so he goes to Berlin. And if he can succeed by some clever maneuver, they might want to try the same thing in Vancouver. The Postal Service is deep in a funk, because thanks to computers, we only mail junk. The postmaster says the way out of this trough is for him and his staff to take Saturdays off. Jobless benefits for the unlucky? Not so fast, said the man from Kentucky. The maverick Republican, Senator Bunning, was blocking those payments for several days running. And retail sales were expected to slow because of the snow, but that wasn't so. We'll shop in this country if we have to ski. I'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.